You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As blind and partially sighted people, we're always keen to have new experiences, visit new places, but it isn't always straightforward. Will you be welcome? Will it be accessible? You could spend a lot of money and maybe not get a lot from the experience. Well, somebody who is very keen to break down some of those challenges is Pardy Gill. Pardy, you may know, has quite an extensive history in organising trips out for blind and partially sighted people. But it's not just about the trip. It's also about connecting with one another and benefiting from peer support. Pardy joins us now. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio. Pardy, recently you were involved in organising a trip to Buckingham Palace, no less. In this royal year, of course, we have a new king whose coronation was earlier in the year. We are lucky to be able to access places like Buckingham Palace, because that wasn't always the case. Why did you think that might be somewhere that would make a great destination for blind and partially sighted people to visit?
So several years ago, Dave, I found out about Buckingham Palace. I knew that it had been open for many years, but I heard just by pure word of mouth through peer support that they offered an audio descriptive commentary service. And that's when I began to organise a VI trips to Buckingham Palace, and I really cannot recommend it enough to listeners. The staterooms are open annually between July and September, and you get to view the 19 magnificent staterooms, for example, the white drawing room, the green drawing room, the music room, the ballroom, and it's such a magical, immersive experience. And going from good vision to no useful vision, and really appreciating just how wonderful the audio descriptive commentary is, Dave, because they have worked with Vocalize in the past to build on that. And I would strongly recommend listeners visit Buckingham Palace.
Why is it so immersive? What is it about Buckingham Palace and this particular experience? Give us some examples that made that experience so immersive for you, Pardy.
On my recent visit, what really made the experience so powerful for me was the descriptive detail. This year there is a coronation display in the ballroom where one can view the robes of state worn by the king and queen, and it also contains the jewellery and insignia which were prevalent in the coronation, for example, the anointing screen, the coronation glove, and the descriptive detail was quite fabulous. For example, for the anointing screen, the level of detail and embroidery in that, and also the Queen's embroidered dress, where they're all schooled on needlework, made it quite immersive for my group members, particularly for me, being non-visual, and I would strongly recommend that.
And this commentary, this audio description narration has been developed with our friends at Vocalize. So you are getting a commentary that has been designed specifically with blind and partially sighted people in mind.
Absolutely, Dave, that's right. So when you actually face the palace, you see the balcony there. So one of the perks of booking access tickets is that you get golf buggy access from the front gates. It's not very often that you get to go through the forecourt and go through the quadrangle, past the private apartments. Once you go through the airport-style security check, Dave, you're provided with a lanyard which identifies to all the Royal Collection Trust staff that you are on the access route, that you may have additional needs. You're then provided with the audio descriptive multimedia headset, which is very easy to use. It's got a numbered keypad there with the raised dot on the 5, and it's got a green button in the bottom right corner. And once you're going through the different private staterooms inside the palace, the commentary tells you what number to press, and you can go at your own pace. And for example, the picture gallery with the grand number of priceless paintings, you can actually get more detail in each painting. So the commentary really, I cannot recommend it enough to listeners.
One of the challenges with those self-guided headsets, I find, is knowing what number to press, right? So how do you know which number you're at? Is that something that you would probably take a companion with you to kind of facilitate that, or are there volunteers, or are there other ways to find that information?
So I would recommend that if you have low vision that you do take a access companion with you, because a tour is self-guided. You can go at your own pace. You may want to go faster or slower. And the audio descriptive commentary on the headset does actually tell you what number to press once you've finished one commentary in one particular room. So for example, if you're in the ballroom and you need to go to the next room, which is the state dining room, it tells you once that commentary's finished, once you're ready to go to the next room, and it gives you directions, so it tells you what number to press on your keypad. So it's very simple to use, Dave.
And the headsets and the keypads and everything, they're all fairly straightforward, are they? The buttons are tactile?
Oh, they are. There's a raised dot on the 5, and the headset which you put around your ears. It's very comfortable, given that you're probably listening to this commentary for at least an hour and a half from the start of the tour until you reach the West Terrace at the back of the palace. So it's very, very comfortable and easy to use.
And it's quite affordable as well. It's not an expensive afternoon or morning out, is it? Because you're able to take your companion with you as well.
Absolutely, Dave. Yes, the standard, if you book on the access route, if you book over the phone, the standard rate for disabled patrons is £18, which includes a free access companion. So it works out at £9 each. And with that, as I mentioned, you get access through the front gates, and you get an audio descriptive headset, and you end up on the back of the palace where the terrace is. There is an excellent garden cafe there, and you also have an access gift shop, which is very handy, because the main gift shop for the Royal Collection Trust in the main garden can get quite busy. So having an access gift shop at the end of the tour is also very handy. So having those little perks is always very helpful. And once you reach the terrace at the back, at the end of the tour of the palace, there is a third of a mile walk to the exit for the visitor exit at Hyde Park Corner, but you can return back through the front gates of the palace using the golf buggy access. So it's a wonderful experience and a very immersive experience, which I would highly recommend that listeners take advantage of. The staterooms are open this year until Sunday the 24th of September. They are not open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and the access slots must be booked in advance.
Did you get any souvenirs?
Oh, I did. Yes, Dave. I went to the access gift shop. I do like my lemon shortbread, and I got a wonderful coronation tin. So it had to be done, Dave.
Fantastic. And how many were in your group?
I had 46 in my group. So the way this experience works is that when you call the access number to book your tickets, you have to check availability for the access slots from the north centre gate towards the front, and you get 15-minute slots to enter there with a golf buggy access.
Well, Pardy, thank you so much for sharing all those details with us here on RNIB Connect Radio. You've got a telephone number there that folk can call if they want to arrange a visit.
I do, Dave. So if listeners want to take advantage, you have a few weeks remaining. The number for Royal Collection Trust is 0303 123 7324. And then you press option 1 for the state rooms at Buckingham Palace. That's 0303 123 7324. And then press option 1. And then they can check availability for your preferred access slot, time and date.
Pardy Gill, fresh from his visit to Buckingham Palace. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Dave.